There's a new opera currently playing based on Pink Floyd's The Wall in Montreal. Joining us now on the phone, one of the organizers of that production, Pierre Dufour. Thanks for joining us.
This is a pleasure.
So on the surface of it, this seems like a pretty nutty idea. You take a rock opera and you turn it into a real opera. Whose idea was this?
In fact, that was my idea. You know, if I'm going a little bit backward into my history and the connection that I have with that album, you know, I start listen to that album more than 37 years, you know, ago. And, you know, for me, you know, I always listen to that album a little bit like it was an opera. Because for me, there's an automatic resonance that I had with all the words of Mr. Water. I lost my father. I was 8 years old. And, you know, I found a lot of, you know, comfort. And because, you know, basically a bit of the album is based on the fact that, this is an orphan. You know, since I've been with the Montreal Opera a little bit more than 16 years ago, you know, then the germ came in my mind. I said, you know, it should be and would be a great opera to put Another Brick in the Wall as an opera version. So, and a few years, 3 years and a half ago, when I've been approached by the 375th anniversary commissioner, Gilbert Rozon, you know, he asked me, you know, do you have any, you know, out of the blue project, something that you really would like to do, you know, as an opera? And I said, you know, why don't we try to do Another Brick in the Wall, or the Wall, and to do an opera version, and everything starts from there.
So, at what stage in the planning process did you approach Roger Waters? Because I would presume without his buy-in, this couldn't happen.
You're totally right. So we start to approach Mr. Waters, I would say 3 years ago. And, you know, it have been quite a long process being able to be in touch with him. And when we start, you know, some email correspondence with him, you know, saying that we wanted to propose him to do an opera version of it, you know, he wrote to us that he was touch and move, but in fact, he quote that, you know, he never have listened anything took from pop or rock translate into an opera that was not significant enough. So he had some doubt about it. So we approached Julien Bilodeau, ask him to make some tracks, some digital audio track, you know, so the music was on synthesizer. After that, we went with Etienne Dupuis. We record with a small chorus, a version of Another Brick in the Wall, part two. And we had the occasion on the 17th of December 2014 to have the privilege to meet Mr. Water and give him the opportunity to listen, you know, the three tracks that we have created. So about that Julien had composed, in fact, and that was In the Flesh, The EPSD in Our Life, and Another Brick in the Wall Part 2. And then after the listening session, you know, Mr. Water says, you know, it's good. It's really good. And then, you know, we continue the process with him.
What is it about The Wall, do you think, that makes it resonate so with audiences?
You know, all the story about The Wall is a story on humanity. You know, today, as we can see what's going on, you know, in United States, they want to build, for example, a wall between Mexico and United States. When you see what did happen and still happen, you know, northern France at Calais, you know, with the migrants and stuff like that, I think it's a story of love. Is a story of, in fact, Roger Water lost his grandfather during the First World War, and that was the same, you know, a sad issue with his own father because he died at the Second World War. The quest of the missing father is very, for me, very relevant. And as I said a little bit earlier, this is something that, you know, profoundly touched me at my first listening of that piece. That we really believe that that piece is timeless. You know, our artistic intention was not to try to do something too close of what Mr. Water already have done so well. Our idea was to bring a different story around the myth of the wall. You know, we're quite convinced, and it's a lot of feedback that we had, that, you know, presenting in an opera version give an opportunity to the audience to have better understanding of the lyric of the piece itself. Do you agree with me that brought you some a different perspective regarding the wording and, you know, Absolutely. The poetry that Mr. Water has, you know, is in writing?
Well, I would say, you know, although it is a true opera as far as the music goes, I would say that your show is a lot more rock and roll than you might realize. And I don't mean in the music per se. I mean, rock and roll is really more of an attitude. And I would say that the opera in its production, in its presentation, design, costumes, and all that sort of stuff is maybe more rock and roll than a lot of people might think when they first sit down to watch it.
There's two kind of audience that come to see the show, okay? We can expect to have a more traditional or a more experience with, you know, the operatic medium. And then we had the person who not necessarily never attend any opera, but are quite curious and know probably well the work of Mr. Waters. And both of them have some acclimatation to do, you know, during the performance, because, you know, it's so different than the original piece of Mr. Waters that we have to establish in the first act, you know, how the lecture and the reading that we have artistically regarding that show. And, you know, I think it creates a real build-up. So, you know, when the second part start, you know, the audience, either it is, you know, familiar to opera or more familiar to Mr. Waters' work, you know, can appreciate it very well.
So you're running through the 27th of March in Montreal, and then we'll watch for the show coming to the U.S. sometime in 2018. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Pierre Dufour, General Director of Productions Opera Concept MP, folks putting together another brick in the wall, an opera based on The Wall. We'll watch for it coming to Cincinnati in 2018.